V'niskei sheya b'sheyi have b'chlali doyes valvois. Now here there is a big chiddush in this. A mender sheyni ma'achelik on this. Now you see, here the Gemara discusses the question as to whether a doyes valvois requires smuchim or not. So the Gemara says that the doyes valvois doesn't require smuchim. Doesn't require smuchim. Zilis v'chavoles does require smuchim. So our Mishnah and our Gemara does not deal with chutzlorets. So our Mishnah and our Gemara deals with what? It deals with Eretz Yisrael. And not Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh when there are no smuchim available. But the Mishnah and the Gemara can deal with Eretz Yisrael b'zman when there was smuchim. But they were in Yetis too. So the question arises, when they are smuchim, in the Eretz Yisrael, when smuchim are available, can the Bezdin of the Yetis be done? So the Torah says, when there, that a Bezdin of the Yetis can be done, the Yetis are always, but a Bezdin of the Yetis cannot be done, Zilis v'chavos. There is a Gemara. So our Gemara deals. Our Gemara doesn't mention Chutz Lorenz. Our Gemara doesn't mention Bizman Hazeh. Our Gemara can deal with the Eretz Yisrael Bizman when there was Smuchim available. But there are Yetis too. So the Gemara tells us that the Bezdin Shel Yetis in the Eretz Yisrael in the days when Smuchim were available, so the Bezdin Shel Yetis could still handle Hidoyes Valvois, but not the Lechavos. Then there is a Gemore, the Fidalet in Bovakame, in Acheru, that deals with Chutz Loretz. Where Chutz Loretz or Bizman Hazeh, so even Eretz Yisrael is like Chutz Loretz, the same thing. I mean, no, it means a place where there are no Smuchim, the Smuchim are not available. So even Bizman Chazal, while there was still smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Loretz there were no smuchim available. Oh, Bizman Hazeh, so Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Loretz, it's ein hak. So the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pidalet discusses the question of a Yetis in Chutz Loretz who are smuchim and not available. So there the Gemara says that Hidoyes Valvois, So can be handled by business by the Yonim Chutz Loretz. And then Gzeles v'chavoles. So the Gemara mentions certain. It all depends if it is shriach, chavoles that is shriach v'yizbech his own keys. So that is shluchosayik avdinon. So it can be handled. If it's not shriach. Or if it's less bechison keys, so it cannot be handled. So even chavoles, so there are two types of chavoles. There is chavoles that is shriach and chavoles that is shriach and has bechison keys, and chavoles not shriach, does not have bechison keys. So there the Gemara says that the Bezdin shebechutz loretz cannot handle chavoles that is lo shriach and does not have bechison keys. But chavoles that is shriach and has a chisong keys, so he bezin shel chutz loretz can handle. Here the Gemara doesn't mention any distinction between chavoles that is shriach and chavoles lo shriach. Chavoles that involves chisong keys, chavoles doesn't involve chisong keys. Here the Gemara only mentions a distinction between idores valvoes and idores chavoles. So the Ram says, in Chanami, it's two separate Gemaras. And there is no equation between the two. Because our Gemara, our Mishnah, our Gemara doesn't deal with Bezdin Shemachutz Loretz. Our Gemara, our Mishnah, our Gemara deals with Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. And Bizman when Smuchim were available. But the question is, Bizman as Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael when Smuchim were available. Could the Bezdin Shemachutz handle? So the Gemara says, this is what the Ram says. So the Gemara says that the Doris Valvois, the Bezdin Shel Yetis in Eretz Yisrael, could handle, even though there was Smuchim available. So Yetis could end because of Shlokitin Delek Nilov. If you would require Smuchim, so the people would be deterred from lending money to others. Because not every Bezdin will be able to handle that. our Gemara. So our Gemara deals with Eretz Yisrael when smuchim are available. But the question is whether the Yidus can handle it or not. So our Gemara says that he does well voice, he bet the can handle, he says with Havoles, he bet the cannot handle. Even if it is Shriach and it has his own keys. So it's still in Eretz Yisrael when smuchim are available, a bet the cannot handle any Havoles. Even Havoles is Shriach. But the Gemara will come to Fidal and it deals with something else. It deals with Chutzloret. Or, Bismarazze, even Eretz Yisrael, so it's like Chutzloret. When there are no smuchim. So then we say, not only can the Yetis handle Hidoyes Valvoyes, but the Yetis can even handle certain types of Choles also. Which kind of Choles? That is Shriach and Hezekasonis. Chesonkis, that's Shittes Aran. But Teisve seems to equate one with the other. In other words, there is no distinction between Het Yetis in the Eretz Yisrael when Smuchim are available and the Yetis of Chutz Loretz or Bizman Azeh when Smuchim are not available. This, now, oh, Miu, Tzu Asishu, V'Yehush Yesu Matonis, V'Niski Sheo B'Sheo. Now, Niski Sheo B'Sheo, that's a Chvoles. But there is Chison Kis and Shriach. So according to the Ram, Niski Sheo B'Sheo can only be handled by a Deitis, a Chutz Loretz, or an Artisroel B'Sman HaZeh, but not in the Artisroel B'Sman HaSmuchim. Then it couldn't. Then only those Valvoyes could be handled. But Teisve says no. Miuk suvesishov yerushis matones v'niskisher b'sheir have b'chol idoyes valvoyes. The same thing. V'chol ane de maskino b'achivim de avdino. So the Ran mentions both shittes. V'chol ane de maskino b'achivim de avdino shlokosaye v'givim v'sibroch. V'luboy mumchim. V'im teima v'ashkechom b'chamaduchtin shoyedonim b'bober zeyle yisvechavoyes. V'firik beiz v'vokame Galahu Gavre, the Pone, a Padne, a Tokaute, the Asme, Vichon and Bishop, the Tokan of the Havre, Vichem Bicham and Kames. So, I mean, that Kashe is a Kashe against everyone. That's not contingent upon the Machlikes between Tesis and Ra. Now, but one thing the Gemara definitely says in Volokame, that in Chutz Loretz, so Bedietes can be. Can be done only chavoles, only certain type of chavoles, like sheir b'sheir, but not other chavoles, because it's not shriach. But we see that other chavoles also were litigated in chutz loretz. ויש לאמר, בכל הענף שדוח בזה על זה, על דיטב, סידום רק לדיני בארץ ישראל, סיפר כמה דבר כמה, ויש מפורשים, דווקא גזל של די חבוס, כמו את מינצה ביתרי, כמינצה ביתרי, ומוח הדוד, שתגפך לגיל שחבר, תחי גבנה ושחייה, ולא היא, עביד נשת מחוסי. So in other words, which kind of zealous? So it's lo yavdin shlokosaye. So that's only a zeile that resulted from a chavole. But a regular zeile that did not result from a chavole, that is shriach and that is avdin shlokosaye. So maybe you can answer all these kashes, because over there it was regular zealous. Vim teima, heicho yudonim din exeles u vizeh neshech, heicho yudonim din ribis, ho amrino rishagid al kame, hagazlonim umar ribi sher ziru em ikavnim erem. So there was a special takone in order to induce them into tshuve. Yesh leim ad amrino mireben ishtu zizu, ufarosh ram letam, davke biyomo, vulufonu lacho, umshmuvdi de hoso. So it was only with Fishor that takone. Kanes Hashomim lefisho, ulhoch lepoch, ozum echam mishnayis, lom preises, sheshonon rebe lerefchim. Elo me'ato, tohu lo yishalmu, pyrz bikuntres, kiven vishus kaavde, have sheirine mumche ki mumche, Loschkei. So that's Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, if you say that there is a Konis Chachomim, that the Jaitis can be done, so Mimele to should be Lo Yishalmu. So Rashi says, because since it's Birshu, so it should have the same aloha like a Mumche. And when a Mumche makes a mistake, so he's potam Lishali. Because he's an onus. He's not a Pesheya. But if a Jaitis can also be done, so he's also an onus. So it should be potam Lishali. Why do we say only if Mumche Lebezdin is to potam Lishali? But the Yeite is if Toro is highly shalom. So the Gemara is a teretz, kolshkin shatenayim. So he says, v'loshin kolshkin shatenayim, im isyash v'hav v'meim ha-koshpa, v'meim ha-rim kin atenayim. Ela mashma v'loshin kolshkin, mikiach neidl v'does ha-lo poroch, v'och ha-poroshin. Kivin di chayishis lein di leles, hav v'meim ha-toro li yishalom. Di im chayves li yishalom. So the whole kashi is based upon the concept of nivar deles. Since the chachomim mo misakin, that the Yaitis should be good because of Shilun Tilun Telus Milobun. So, maybe for the same reason, we should say the Tolu Yishalmu. Why? Because if the Yaitis, when they are there, so in Mechuyim Yishalim, so the Yaitis will be reluctant to participate in the Din. Now, since they will be reluctant to participate in the Din, so it will be in the Yaitis. So, maybe. In order there shouldn't be any lazeles, so the chachomim should be misake in the Torah lo yishalom. So the dayonim, the yeteis who will participate in the din, will not have to assume any risks. But if we say the Torah mishalmim, the yeteis Torah mishalmim, so they are always assuming a risk, so they will be deterred from participating in the din, and that will deter. People from lending money. I will name you to Lishal, Michal Lishal is Hasmasudi, Vim Tema, my Kushi on Michal Lishal cannot open us in the yard, Kidoma Breho, Dinimomnes, Vishlema, the poor command him higher below not open us. If it's not open us on the yard, so then he's a Mazigomo. But if it's Loy not open us on, then he's not a Mazigomo. Then it's only a Hiruv Mitzat Galmit. Now then, Rabbi Chaim Ravike says, "Midraise had namikosh, shenema bitzedek tishvut amisach." So Rashi says, "Pirus bekuntres di kesova inei of parshas sifka, vikoshe dim kim bitzedek tishvut lomo." So Rashi says that Rabbi Chaim Ravike holds that inei of parshas sifka. So that's why he says that chad nami kosher. So he says the kasher monef shachiv chavachet b'dravike holds in the parashiyes sifkan. So the elihim and the three times elihim that is mentioned, the parashe of shomrim deals only with those chavoles. It doesn't deal with it does valvoyes. So mimele there is no mokeh for three. Because the three elims apply only to Zilev Chavoles. So then, why do we have to resort, according to Rashi's Pshat, to the positive tradition of Secho, Loshin Yochit, even without the positive tradition of Secho? So Yochit could be done. Meichateise should require three. Three is mentioned only in connection with Zilev Chavoles. That's Tesis Kashi against Rashi. The Kach Nirei, the Afilu Iman, the East Layer of Parashi is called. So Tesis says, on the contrary, that Rabachet Rid Ravike, he can agree with the Mandoma that the of Parashi is Sifka. So we may leave, we didn't have Exerzakos Tesis from Sechol, and I would say, since it's the of Parashi is Sifka, so we may require us three. But because it's Exerzakos Tesis from Sechol, we are advised that even one can be done. Now, if Teisvah Shite had been like the Rach, then we could understand the Teisvah very well. Because the Rach Shite is, and according Yotze we have in our text of the Rambam, the way the Yosameach explains it, so the Rambam Shita is also like Rach. So in other words, that means that when Rav Achbar Ravike says that Chad Nami Kosher, so it's only some. Now the Miri says in the name of the Rambam Shita is, he passed from Rav Achbar Ravike, and even one who is not a Somuch Yochid can be Tamid Raisi. But the Rambam in our text says Yochid Mumch. Yochid Mumch. So the Yosemite says that the Rambam follows up the Shite of the follows up the Shite of the Rach. Because Rach says Ravachem Ravike Oma with the Raisa Fulchat Kosher, Shenemeset Yosecho, Umishim Sheikh Nemidines, Yesh Vikones. So when Gemara says Yesh Vikones, so Rashi says Yesh Vikones, this means merchants who are not Pkim with the Torah. But the Rach says Yesh Vikones, Umishim Sheikh Nemidines, Sheim Bohem Mumchin, His Kinu Gimu. So what it means, Sheikh Medin Sheim Mumchin, that means the remote parts of Eretz Yisrael where there are no smuch. So it's not only the shite of the Rachis, that when Rav Achim Ravike says Chad Name Kosher Odin, it means one somuch can be done. One somuch, but one head yet cannot be done. Now, if Teis Veshite had been like the Rach, that the Pshat in Rav Achbar Ravike is that only one Isomuch can be done, but one who is not Isomuch cannot be done, then we could understand Teisves very well. When Teisves says, Lekach Nire, da fil man di Isleir of Parashi is gone. So that's why, so Rav Achbar Ravike holds that the of Parashi is gone. So Mimele, the Elohim that is mentioned in the Parashi of Zil Vachavol is, has application to Idoyes Val Voyes also. And if not for the Xerzakos, which says the Kishta Mesecholosh Yochid, I would say, since the Elohim, and three times Elohim is mentioned, has application to Idoyes Val Voyes, so then I would say that two things, there are two requirements. Number one, that has to have Bismuchim, number two, there has to have three. But because of the Xerzakos, so we know that it doesn't require three, but smuchim it requires. How do I know that it requires smuchim? How do I know that smuchim? Because of Erev Parshis. And if there hadn't been Xerzakos of Stelis Mersecho, I would say that Xerzakos of Erev Parshis implies two things, that it requires smuchim and it requires three, because in the Parsha of Zilis Chavoles, three times Elohim is mentioned. But we have Xerzakos of Stelis Mersecho, so we know that in spite of the Erev Parshis, but three are not required. Three are not required. But smuchim is required. Why is smuchim? How do I know that smuchim is required? Because of the Erev Parshis. So that would be all right if Teisves had agreed to the Shita of the Rach. But we see from other Teisves, the Teisves Shita is not like the Rach. And Teisves Shita is that according to Rav Achbar Ravike, so Yochid can be done, so it doesn't mean Yochid Somuch. Even Hedyet can be done with a Raise contra Vachabri David. Even Hedyet can be done. So the question is, Mimele, we cannot say, this Pshat and Teises, the Kachnir Rafuman, this layer of Parshi is Koma, so Mimele, we require some. No! We don't require somuch. We don't require somuch, and we don't require shleisha. We don't require shleisha. So the question is, so how can Teisve say the Trabach of Ravike holds it of Parshis? Bishleimi, if Teisve Shita had been like the Rach, that the Trabach of Ravike, somuch has to be, so we can understand the significance of Erev Parshis. So the significance of Erev Parshis consists in the fact that somuch is required. But Shleisha not because of Teisves Masecho. But Teisves doesn't agree with Rach. So So Meila, that means that even a Hedyot can be done. And still a Erev Parshas if come. So how does, so what kind of Erev Parshas is it? What kind of Erev Parshas? In other words, so the two requirements in Zilev HaVoles of Somuch and Shreisho do not apply to Idoes Valvoes. So where is the significance of Erev Parshas? So how do we see that he holds Erev Parshas if come? In what way does he hold Erev Parshas? Of course, thesis does not necessarily mean that he must hold the Erev Parshas. Thesis means he can hold the Erev Parshas. But how can he agree with the Erev Parshas if neither Shloisho nor Smuchim is required in his always? So we have to say, as the Chiddush Aran points out, because the Gemara mentions the concept of Erev Parshas in connection with two Aruches, in connection with Smuchim, and in connection with maybe Mimiktas. Connection with Mimiktas. So when Teisves says, Likach Nired Afil Mandis Lira Parshas Koma, so it means that Rabach Eber Avike can agree with Gabi Meidu Mimiktas. He can agree with the Aloche of Erev Parshas Sifka. And not agree with Rome Bachome, that Abo Shomrim Tzirin Kfir Mimiktas Vedoye Mimiktas. But Rabach Ravike can agree with Rav Chiya Bar Yosef insofar as Midi Mikzas is concerned, so Erev Parshas. But this halacha of Erev Parshas has no application to Smuchim and Gimur. Why not? Because of Zilsa Kosov Serek Nishba Mesach. Now, so how do we see from the posik? How do we see from the posik of Bitzedek Tishvet HaMesach? How do we see from the Pesuk of Tzedek Tishvet HaMesecho that even a Yochid Hedyot can be done? Bishloime that we don't require Shloisho, that we see, as Rashi says, because Bitzedek Tishpol, Rosh Yochid, not Tishpitu, but Tishpol. But how do we see from the Gzeras HaKosuf of Tzedek Tishvet HaMesecho that Somuch is not required either? So Bishloime, if we say, that Rav Achebre de Ravike holds that Lavir of Parshas Sifkan. So then you can understand, because if Lavir of Parshas Sifkan, Meir Hateise, we should require Smuchim. Meir Hateise, the Torah mentions Smuchim in the Parsha of Shomrim of Zilev Chavoles, and that has no application to Idoes Valvoes. But if we say, as Teisa says, that Rav Achebre de Ravike can hold Erev Parshas Sifka. Erev Parshas Sifka. So Mimele, end of the Erev Parshas has significance regarding Midi Mikzas. But and still Teisa says, according to Rav Achebre de Ravike, that's Teisa Shitting. Further, another Teisa says, that according to Rav Achebre de Ravike, so even a Yochid Hedyot can be done. Even a Yochid Hedyot can be done. So the question is, how does Rav Achebre de Ravike know that even a Yochid Hedyot can be done? Tzedek Tishvet HaMesecho only implies that Yochid, Losh Yochid, where does Tzedek Tishvet HaMesecho say that even a Hedyot? So we have to say one thing, which is a Chiddush, which is not unreasonable at all. In other words, two, the posik of Tzedek Tishvet HaMesecho only implies that the Yochid can be done. Because Losh Yochid, we said Tishpoit HaMesecho, not Tishpitu. But so he says, so a Yochid can be done. He does not say that a Hedyot can be done. But since the Gzeras HaKosuv does imply that even one can be done, so that means that there is no requirement of Beis Din. By the Gzeras HaKosuv, where there is a requirement of Shleisho, so that means that there is a requirement of Bezd. Who has jurisdiction over Gzilas V'chavoles? Bezdin. Now Bezdin, ain't Bezdin pochas M'shleisho. Ain't Bezdin pochas M'shleisho. So, and that's the Loshna Rambam. The Rambam says, Afal pishe ain't Bezdin pochas M'shleisho, mikol mokim, yochid don't dinter. So he said, is Tirem Nei Obey? How can the Rambam say, Aval Pishim Besden Poche, Eishim Besden Poches Mishleisha, Mikol Mokim Yochid, Yochelodin Dintel. And with the same for him, she is Shleish. The Rambam says in Pirgay Bukharev. So it's Tirem Nei Obey. So the Yeshiva says, at the beginning, Nilchad Ayoni. So he says the Pshat is as follows. That goes without saying that the Chaleishim Besden Dayonim less than three cannot have a Chaleishim Besden. Besden must have, in order to have a Chaleishim Besden, it must have a minimum of three. So why, but how can Rabbi Akiva say that the Yochid is down? The answer is that's exactly what we said in Kishva Masecho, that a dintor in the Doris Valvois doesn't require Besden. It's not that the Yochid has a Chaleishim Besden. Of course the Yochid does not have a Chaleishim Besden. Besden means Shleisho. But Exeres HaKosov is, B'tzedek Tzizam Esecho, it doesn't require Besden. Just as the Roy and Issa Veheta doesn't require Besden. One person can pass Gnol Shailas Nisa Veheta and Basav Cholof in Ovi Nathira. But he's not a Besden. The answer is, the Roy doesn't require Besden. So that's Exeres HaKosov. That a din Torah and a doyes valvoyes doesn't even require bezden, but less than three is not a bezden. Is not a bezden. So that's Losh Rambam. Aval pishein bezden poches mishleisha. That's the shittes Rambam. So memele the teisa shite is true. That Bitzedek Tishvet HaMisecho doesn't say how many. I mean, doesn't say Smuchim or not, doesn't say that at the